You're listening to SBS News.
This is a house being destroyed in the state of Uttar Pradesh in India. According to the state government, they were built illegally. But more important, these houses belonged to Muslim citizens who took part in recent protests. Rajesh Kumar is the superintendent of police for Shaharanpur.
Two involved in the protests have been identified, and it was found that they had illegal constructions. Bulldozers were brought in and the houses were rode down by police and the municipal body. We will also charge them under the National Security Act. We are continuously investigating all those associated with the protests.
The Muslim minority across India has taken to the streets after comments made on television last month. A member of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, Nupur Sharma, talked about the Prophet Muhammad in derogatory terms. Her statement was offensive enough that most media worldwide have declined to repeat them. Some protests escalated into violence with destruction of property. At least 70 protesters have been arrested. The head cleric of Punjab, Maulana Usman Rehmani Ludhianvi, says this is not the Indian way of doing things.
The core principle of India is democracy. I want to say that. What is the problem of the people who keep saying things against other religions? What is their problem? Why do they always feel the need to say things against us? If they can work on improving their practical lives, they will not feel the need to say things against other religions.
The authorities' response, however, is unprecedented. The demolition of houses happened without a warning, with large construction vehicles tearing down the structures which the authorities claimed were illegal. Families' belongings were sometimes still inside. According to their owners, the houses were not built illegally and the destruction is unfair. Protesters like Mohammed Munir are particularly angry at Nupur Sharma after her comments on the Prophet went viral online, triggering the crisis.
We are here to oppose the statement made by Nupur Sharma against our religion. Prophet Muhammad is the biggest leader of Muslims. Nupur Sharma has spoken ill about him and we are protesting against that.
Nupur Sharma is 37 years old and she was serving as the spokeswoman for the party. She has apologized, as has Naveed Jindal, a BJP party official, who reposted the video of the offending comments. Tensions between Hindu and Muslim communities in India have been on the rise since Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist party came to power, and Nupur Sharma has often been outspoken in supporting their views. This protester, Abdul Malik, says she should face consequences.
Our strict demand, that of the Muslim people, is that Nupur Sharma is arrested as soon as possible.
The incident also had a diplomatic fallout for India, as multiple Muslim-majority countries have spoken against the comments. In some Muslim capitals, such as in Qatar and Iran, the Indian ambassador has been summoned for explanations. The BJP party itself published a statement distancing itself from Sharma's comments, but it falls short of the demands of the protesters, who say it would hardly replace a destroyed house. One protester commented that even if it were true that the houses had been built illegally, illegal buildings are so numerous in India that it would still appear unfair to destroy the protesters' houses. Julien Huyer, SBS News.